That's right. It's time jumping the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happening on today's day. Today being the 9th of March. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 141 BC, Lu Qi, posthumously known as Emperor Wu, assumed the throne over the Han Dynasty of China. His reign would go on to last 54 years, a record that would not be broken until a good 1,800 years later. Emperor Wu is considered one of the greatest emperors in Chinese history due to his territorial expansion and strengthening of the state power, making the Han Dynasty one of the most powerful nations in the world at the time. The year 1500, the fleet of Pedro Alvarez Cabral left Lisbon for the Indies on a voyage where the fleet would discover what we know today as Brazil. In Portsmouth, England, Lieutenant Ralph Clark began writing the first of his diaries covering the voyage of the First Fleet and the early years of British settlement in Australia on March 9th in 1787. Clark's diaries, although they were never actually intended to be published, have provided us with some of the most personal information about the early convict era in Australia and are currently being held by the State Library of New South Wales. 1842, the first documented discovery of gold in California occurred at Rancho San Francisco, 6 years before the California Gold Rush. As part of the Mexican Revolution in 1916, Pancho Villa led nearly 500 Mexican raiders in an attack against the border town of Columbus in New Mexico. President Franklin D. Roosevelt submitted the Emergency Banking Act to Congress on March 9th in 1933, the first of the New Deal policies. 1951, in Australian Communist Party versus the Commonwealth, the High Court of Australia found that the Federal Parliament's attempts to ban the Communist Party of Australia was unconstitutional. Good news, comrades. And in a victory for capitalism now, 1959, the Barbie doll made her premiere appearance at the American Toy Fair in New York. Over a billion Barbie dolls have been sold worldwide since. 1961, Soviet flight Sputnik 9 carried and returned from orbit a dog named Chernushka, Blackie in Russian, frogs and a guinea pig. 1974, the last Japanese soldier still fighting World War II, a guerrilla operating in the Philippines, surrendered. You did hear me right, 1974 he surrendered, 29 years after World War II had already ended. 42 people died in the 1976 Cavalese cable car disaster, the worst cable car accident to date on March 9th, obviously in 1976. And finally, on this day in 1982, Chrononauts hosted an event in Baltimore, Maryland, asking time travelers to meet and demonstrate future scientific methods of time travel. No reported time travelers in attendance, but everyone apparently had a pretty good time anyway. Stephen Hawking attempted a similar trick 30 years later, but to keep time travelers honest, he actually didn't tell anybody about the party until after it had already happened. Severin, speak so slightly. Got some very famous birthdays for us as well. Mickey Spillane, author of the massively influential pulpy as hell Mike Hammer detective novels. He was born March 9th in 1918. Raul Julia Gomez Adams, born March 9th in 1940. Bobby Sands, the IRA revolutionary whose death at age 27 after a 66-day prison hunger strike caused a surge of IRA activity and recruitment, was born on this day in 1954. The very dreamy Oscar Isaac is 39 this morning. Happy birthday, Oscar. And Brittany Snow is 32. Some famous musos for us as well. Queen of Swing, Keely Smith, born on March 9th in 1932. Martin Fry of ABC is 60. Sharon Lido of 30 Seconds to Mars is 48. Chad Gilbert of Newfound Glory is 37. Bow Wow, previously known as Little Bow Wow, but then he did get big. He's turning 31 this morning. Happy birthday, Bow Wow. But going out on, this track this morning.
This one going out to John Cale, singer-songwriter and musician with the Velvet Underground, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996 for his work with the band. Also a frequent collaborator with Mr. Lou Reed. He's 76 this morning, going out on a track from the Velvet Underground and Nico. This is Venus in Furs, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.